Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, last week, due to that little thing called the election, there was not a lot of focus on the theater world. Not that the behavior of the sitting president wasn't a reality, or I should say unreality show of its own. I think the only semi-positive news is that several Broadway shows, including Hamilton, Jagged Little Pill, and Ain't Too Proud, will perform numbers for what will be a virtual Thanksgiving Day parade. Hey, most Thanksgiving gatherings are going to be virtual, I imagine, so we'll take what we can get. But this coming week, there is a lot to watch or stream, so get out your calendars if you're ready for something other than a young girl becoming the world's chess champion or the latest true crime thriller. Starting tonight, Monday, there are a few choices, which I assume will remain available after. The Red Bull Company is doing a live streamed reading of The Courage to Right a Woman's Wrongs, a translation of a work by famed Spanish writer Ano Caro. Now, this is about a woman who tracks down her famous lover, a fellow named Don Juan, to bring him to justice. Now, that plays opposite, so to speak, the latest stars in the house presentation tonight, that being George Bernard Shaw's Man and Superman, featuring the omnipresent Santino Fontana. This will be another free benefit to support whatever you feel like giving the Actors Fund. Tomorrow, the 17th, the Signature Theater hosts a discussion about the upcoming season, if there is one, with five well-versed and very of-the-moment playwrights, including Annie Baker and Brandon Jacobs Jenkins. That should be interesting. The next Theater of War offering is the 19th. That would be Thursday, I think. Frances McDormand is again one of the readers of Sophocles' Deeply Resonant Words, followed by a discussion with healthcare workers at Mount Sinai. Very busy workers these days, I might add. On Sunday, Hershey Felder, the pianist performer who singularly gives us the lives of famous men of music, is offering his take on Claude Debussy. The show is about a Frenchman, but it's coming to us from Florence, Italy. You can sign up for a few dollars through the Ensemble Theater Company, among other places. Also on Sunday is yet another version of Uncle Vanya that sounds enticing. It stars Alan Cummings and Ellen Burstyn, among others. You can find that on a site called Broadway's Best Shows. The new group, which always gives us edgy material, is performing reunion readings of works by the always quirky Wallace Shawn. Most notably, Evening at the Talk House features Matthew Broderick and the married team of Jill Eikenberry and Michael Tucker. Another delightful married couple, Jason O'Connell and Kate Hamill, are doing Tally's Folly. That's a two-hander which won Lanford Wilson a Pulitzer in 1979. It's being done through the Syracuse stage. It's actually on the Syracuse stage with no audience, of course. And you can find that on that site for a mere pittance. Though I experienced some tech issues, mine or theirs, I don't know. I did hear some Lanford Wilson gems like, whatever time there is in a life, it is a lifetime. And you can check out 59 East 59 Theater site where the amazing Charlene Woodard is performing one she wrote and performs in called The Night Watcher. If we dare think of Christmas, the Berkshire Theater Group, which you know well, opens with Holiday Memories by Truman Capote on Friday outside in the courtyard. All kinds of precautions expected, so good luck with that. And a very unique version of A Christmas Carol is on the way, which I shall discuss next week. Now, there were a few things I did watch this last week. One was called Amelia, and it comes from the Globe Theatre in London. It's a filmed version of an actual production that was done there, cheering audience and all. This is a romp, as they say. Three different actresses portray one Amelia Bassan, a 17th century poet who claimed, that a guy named Will stole some of her words, like love's labors are lost. It's the show is considered by many, or excuse me, the Amelia is considered by many to be the dark lady of his sonnets. It's a highly feminist piece. Every role, including the bard, is portrayed by a woman. It grows a little shrill, but there is wit aplenty. Amelia can be found for at least another week. The other one I watched, called Conscience, is about a very different woman, Margaret Chase Smith, portrayed powerfully by Harriet Harris, who just did the reading of Eleanor Roosevelt at Great Barrington Stage. Now, I did not know Harris's work, but I guess she's officially become my favorite actress. Senator Smith was the former Republican senator from Maine who put her career at risk when she took to the Senate floor and spoke out early against one Joseph McCarthy. Now, this play had just started a run at the George Street Playhouse when COVID struck. The lines are amazingly timely. There are more important things than headlines. Well, not if you're running for re-election. They hate him, but they are terrified of him. They are complicit in their silence. This is a fine piece of work that I hope will return. And yet one more woman that I watched and enjoyed this week, the always amazing Laura Benanti, who gave a live performance as part of the Cadenza Project. These are performances that go out to and support nonprofit venues around the country. Benanti's tour de force is up for another few days, so enjoy. Finally, one theater death this past week is worth mentioning, that of playwright Israel Horovitz. He was an important figure in the off-Broadway community in particular. The most recent work of his that I saw was in the Out of the Mouths of Babes, a comedy that had a run at the Cherry Lane Theater in 2016 with a cast that included Judith Ivey and Estelle Parsons. Now, Horowitz had a full life and a distinguished career, but like so many others in the last few years, his reputation was ultimately tarnished by multiple, if long delayed, claims of sexual harassment. So, also like with many, Jill, while it was not the first line of Horowitz's obit, it was definitely the second.
I long for the day when that doesn't have to be the feature of someone's life.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a ways off. Yeah, maybe. But who knows? We haven't had them for a while, to be honest. Maybe we're getting near the end.
I know. It's the scourge of social media, if you will. But that's all right.
Yes.
Did you see? And I was really struck by this. About the performers who are getting ready for the Thanksgiving Day parade and essentially mm-hmm. how out of shape they are.
And that's funny.
No, but then think about it. Think about it. How rigorous. I wonder how many people are straining hamstrings and breaking bones. I don't say that to be unfriendly, but it's just because they're...
Absolutely. Just like athletes, who came back and there are more injuries than there have ever been. And a lot of it is just that they were out of practice.
Right, and that is that is one thing, and it made me wonder whether there are at least are people doing private lessons, are people doing private body work, and so forth. I mean, you can certainly at this point.
I think so. Certainly every performer I've spoken with, and I've spoken with a lot of them over this period, they're all doing their Zoomed yoga sessions and Pilates. I haven't heard many say that they're taking their voice lessons or they're continuing that kind of stuff. It's not the same.
No, and that's I just think about the Rockettes, for example. Like, how do you do that? You know what I mean? It doesn't need to be as extreme as a kick line, but when you are working with others, I mean, this is one of the things that is emerging around Zoom learning, quote unquote. And
absolutely.
In person, there are certain cues and the difference between, the difference in the interacting when you're Brady Bunching and when you're actually in the same area as someone is vast. So I'm wondering how that's...
Not to mention learning the line, remembering the lines or remembering the songs. I guess it's not that hard to... remember a song that you sang for, nine straight months. But who knows? What did I watch? I watched something. Well, watching Laura Benanti, watching her concert the other night, two nights ago. And her whole first 25 minutes were going through her run in My Fair Lady and telling the story of Henry Higgins and Eliza Doolittle, and then she would sing each song. And I was thinking to myself, you know, it's amazing. She hasn't done My Fair Lady for well over a year. I guess you don't forget those songs, you know. But, yeah, no, I'm sure these people who are doing their Thanksgiving Day parade thing are getting in shape and, you know, especially when they have to perform with each other.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. It's like you have to. It's one thing cooking for yourself, for example.
Right, that's right.
It's another when you've got someone coming over and, you know, it's like, okay, so, yeah, so it fell on the floor and the dog licked it. So you picked it up, you know, no big. But
yeah, who are you again? Yeah.
Right. But if you see, if you have to plate it, you know, well, it can be a little bit different. And there's just the whole social, it's not even social cues. It's like, okay, I'm covered. Wow, you just tripped. All right, you missed. It's not just you went up on your line. You just,
yeah.
You're in a
I'm
different.
I'm sure they'll be very forgiving, and I'm sure audiences such as they are, whatever they call us now, the streamers at home, are very forgiving. Like I said, I watched this one the other night, The Tally's Folly, and it kept going off. And I don't think it was my computer because it would say, sorry, we're having technical. And then it would start over again and I'd have to try to zoom. You know, people are being very forgiving these days of what's going on back there.
It says,
you know that.
It says, given the virus and long layoff since March, the appearances are requiring rigorous rehearsals and meticulous planning to make sure the entertainers are back on game. You know, because, again, this is for everybody.
Absolutely. And as you know, with the upticks or the surges of late, even fewer things are going up. You asked last week or last time we talked about Florida, because that's such a theater, you know, town in its own way. So many theaters, so many of those community theaters. None of them, I checked it out, none of them are going. None of them. They've all closed down right now, you know, just because it's just too much at risk. They'll be open, but boy, I dare anybody to find something. Well, maybe we'll see about the Berkshire doing their courtyard performances. We'll see who gets something up. But right now, I think we're in a holding pattern.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.